Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's 9:01 on August the 3rd, 2020. This is a continuation of the Tropical Storm Hurricane emergency meeting. And I have a motion to begin.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it appears, I know David will be going over the forecast and some of the information once we complete with the department heads, but it does appear like the storm has gotten a little worse. It may, I guess, could even get better, but in any case, let's start with Mr. Kennedy.
I have no updates.
No updates, we're still cool, nothing on the, do we have signs out on the beach? Flags are up, or did we take the towers down?
Our lifeguards are taking the towers down this morning.
Okay.
And we're gonna have six patrollers until the weather gets kind of nasty, and then we'll send them home around 5 p.m. Of course, the fire department will handle any ocean rescue calls then. And the goal is, it looks like the weather is showing tomorrow morning, it's going to be nice again, so we'll have them for PT tomorrow, bring the towers back out.
Okay.
As far as the signs or flags, we're not putting anything up. We're taking as much as we can down. So.
All right. Okay. I guess hopefully there'll be nothing on the beach. If we see stuff on the beach, we're going to rip it down.
Yes. I mean, if there's any debris, they picked up beach equipment last night. There shouldn't be anything on the beach. I will say, I did see the turtle. Turtle people had a tunnel down there. I'm not sure what their protocols are for that.
Mm-hmm.
Down at E Avenue?
Yeah, down at E Avenue.
Yeah, there. It's either going to get washed over or not, and then they'll fix it afterwards.
There's actually two nests down there, man.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I saw that might be alarming. So maybe a front call them, I don't know.
They built berms in front of some of the nests, too, try to save them, but I don't think that's going.
Well, it's the other one. It's the corner when it gets here, but it'll be fine. Turtles have made it through plenty of hurricanes.
Well, I guess it's expected to arrive at low tide, so that's a little bit of a break.
Full moon then.
So, anything else for the fire department and rescue?
No.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Jim, Public Works.
Really have no other updates outside of, we did do another round of garbage pickup this morning for the businesses and the cans that were left out from renters and stuff over the weekend. We did make a quick round with for pre-hurricane debris, so we've already taken care of that. We've battened down the hatches, so we're pretty much ready to go.
Are we going to make it to the landfill, or is that truck full and going to sit here?
No, we've sent it to the landfill this morning.
Because they close at noon.
Yeah.
So, good.
One other question, Jimmy. There was a pile of palm fronds and stuff like that. Did we get that stuff out of Curie?
They were out this morning picking stuff like that up.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
If they didn't, let me know where it's at. I'll make sure it's happening.
And that's under declared state of emergency, so it's a higher cost, correct?
Right. Yes, sir.
Good. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, thank you, Jimmy. Anything else for Jimmy at Public Works?
No.
I saw everything getting tied down this morning on the waterfront. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Checklist works. John.
No real updates, except that I'll be out for the rest of the day trying to make sure job sites are squared away and tied down properly. Yesterday morning, Jason and I were around checking up on them. Most of them are already good, but that's what I'll be doing today.
Okay, there were a couple notes came in this morning. David responded about people leaving their cans out or taking their cans out even though there's no garbage. I know you will be calling people on that stuff. The only other thing is the signs, John, maybe you could tie them in or something, whatever your plan is on that.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Any questions for John? He's going to be busy. Okay. Thank you, John. Chief Bowden, please.
No new updates. Everybody's ready to go as soon as we can figure out when it's coming, and they'll be ready.
Okay. All right. I have no questions for the police department. Anybody else?
No.
Hey, Eddie, I do have one more question for you. Just EMT, if we need EMT, where's that coming from? Is that going to be from just across the bridge?
As of now, I have not heard that they have changed. Normally what they'll do is we'll take the ambulance that's stationed there behind the food line, and move it over to Station 19. I have not heard that they're going to do that. I don't think that they're going to, so it'll be here in Carolina Beach. But if we did need it, they can still get back and forth over the bridge. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I was just concerned if the bridge is closed, if we have an EMT, and we usually do behind the doctor's office, I guess.
Yes, they also have a QRV, quick response vehicle, which they can bring down if they don't need transport. They can, of course, shuttle people to the bridge if they need to, but I believe the barricades are normally set up, and it's kind of known that if we absolutely need them, they'll go around the barricades and come down and do what's necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Nikki?
No new updates.
No updates. Arlen?
No new updates.
Administration, Mandy?
No new updates.
Okay. Listen, I know this storm hasn't been getting up. It's not called a big storm, but we treat each storm with the respect it's due, and we are treating this as if it was any type of storm. So if we're lucky, we won't see anything serious. With that, I'm going to now turn it over to Emergency Manager, Mayor Pro Tem, David Hagler.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. So first, the department heads and I met through the weekend. All the checklists for pre-hurricane activities are complete, and the town is ready for the storm. On your screen, and for those on the call, if you're on your computer on team meetings, you'll see we're going to go through the situation update from the National Weather Service as of this morning at 8 a.m. We're going to go through it fairly quickly, but you can go to National Weather Service Wilmington and find this on their website if you're interested in it. And then I'll make sure Mandy has it. We can post it on our website if you'd like to see it. So ECIS is expected to move through the air late tonight and today. Today and tonight, really the storm should be past us by early morning Tuesday. Right now, we have hurricane warnings from northeastern South Carolina or southeastern North Carolina. At this time, it is not forecast to be a hurricane when it comes ashore, but the reason they are leaving a hurricane is they expect it to do a little strengthening now that it's back, not interacting with the coast as it comes our way. There is potential storm surge of 3 to 5 feet on the Brunswick County coast. We're 2 to 4 feet. And so that is a potential issue, but should not actually have water even in the front row homes. The bigger issue is wind. Right now the forecast is for us to see 60 to 65 mile an hour gusts in Curie Beach from sometime late this evening to early Tuesday morning. And 60 mile an hour winds are no joke. That's something that is very dangerous. Low tide is at 1:40. This morning, or Tuesday morning, so that means that it should be coming on a dropping tide, which is also good for the storm surge issue. The expected impacts, some damage to roofing and weak structures, down trees, fences, and signs possible, scattered power outages, and we've been telegraphing to the citizens they should be ready to not have power. This is especially northeastern South Carolina areas, but also us. As far as storm surge and inundation, the storm surge should not be that big a problem in Curie Beach. However, there could be as much as 8 inches of rain based on the bands. And if we got 8 inches of rain in a couple hours, there could be puddling on numerous streets until the system can catch back up. Tornadoes are increasing. So the concern about tornadoes is becoming a bigger issue as it slows down a little bit, so people are a bit concerned about tornadoes. And the issue with tornadoes is if you're where the tornado is, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. And if it happens at the peak of the storm, emergency services could be delayed in response. The wind speed probability, so that's what I'm showing now. Tropical storm force winds are expected across the entire area. You can see the purple, which is 90 to 100%. Curie Beach, if you don't recognize in this map, is in the little corner there underneath Wilmington. So we're right in the middle of the 90 to 100%. So we will definitely have storm force winds. 50 mile an hour winds, we're 60 to 70% of having winds in excess of 50 knots. And for those of you that aren't mariners, 50 knots is 55 miles per hour, so as fast as you're typically driving a car. the wind threat and potential impact. Right here, you can see potential for wind between 58 and 73 miles per hour. That's Southport and Wilmington right in the middle of that graphic. So again, it is highly likely that parts or all of Curie Beach will lose power late this evening into the morning. When you lose power in a hurricane, please do not set the house on fire with candles, because hurricane winds and fires are pretty much impossible for fire departments to put out. So for all our visitors that came down and didn't bring flashlights and the other electric utensils you should have during a hurricane, you should just stay in the dark until after the storm passes. Candles and houses and hurricanes are really a bad thing. And if you want to go out on YouTube and see hurricane fires, you'll see that our fire department, as good as they are, will not be able to save the house, or maybe the neighbor's house, according to how the wind's blowing. Just kind of scrolling through it pretty fast. Inland flooding, so we're fortunate we're right at the end of the Cape Fear River, so we shouldn't see any Cape Fear River flooding, but there are concerns inland, just like with Florence and Floyd and all the other ones. If you're in the area that get 8 inches of rain, or you're downstream of the area that gets 8 inches of rain, there could be some inland flooding problems. And during storms in the past, 2 to 3 days later, our fire department has provided water rescue services inland with the storms. And so I'm sure the chief is talking with his chiefs inland about if there's any opportunity for us to help after this passes, and we know we're good. Here's the rainfall issues. So you can see right now they're forecasting 2 to 3 inches for us, which is good. If the storm stays on its track, it's going inland somewhere between Myrtle Beach and the state line. If that happens, we're on the good side to not have the rain. The rain will be focused more inland of us, and that's good for us and not as good for them. Potential tornadoes. Again, this is what I was talking about before. Tornadoes are a big concern. You should be signed up to the National Weather Service emergency alerts on your phone, so you would get a tornado alert. If the tornado, you're already asleep and the tornadoes come through, obviously you should identify in your house the safest place for your family to be and move them there. That is typically an inner room on the bottom floor. The best rooms in most of the rental houses would be the downstairs bathroom if it's not adjacent to an exterior wall. So if you're a visitor to the town, the tornado shelter for you in that home is downstairs, the downstairs bathroom. And then storm surge, you can see we're 2 to 4 feet right now as of 8:40 a.m. from their latest update. So for the council, as all the department heads have said, we will have lock-in teams at fire, public works, and the police department for this evening. If the town loses power, that will automatically institute a curfew throughout the town, which will be enforced by the police department. And if people are out because they are visitors from somewhere else and decide they want to see the storm, we will be encouraging them to go back to their homes. People shouldn't be out in a tropical storm. Throughout the day, we'll be riding around and informing property owners that they have stuff out in their yard that they need to take care of. And then if that's not fixed, we will have pictures for those, just so we can talk about it after the fact. So please, as you're riding around, take pictures of properties, Jimmy and John, that have just loose items in their yard, so we can at least note it, right? We don't go on private property and put up private property stuff, but if it's in the town's right of way, we do move it back to their property or inform the property owner. That's all I have for the council. Carolina Beach is meeting now at 8:30. The county expects to declare their state of emergency at noon today. That's what Stephen Stiles told me this morning when I communicated with him. And I haven't really heard what Riceville Beach is doing, but at this time, no one is making any evacuation orders based on the fact that it's a tropical storm, not a hurricane forecast. So basically, it's just hunker down and let the storm get through here, and then we'll fix whatever it does tomorrow morning, and then we'll get back to business.
Just a few comments. If there are folks on that are not residents or not long-term residents, David has made some very critical points, and I want to remind folks that a tropical storm doesn't mean relax. The tornadoes that David mentioned, you should sign up for emergency communications because these tornadoes have a tendency of being here in the evening. You can't see them. In the last two storms, we did have water spouts in the area. So the locals know how to do it. If you have questions, talk to some of your neighbors or give us a call. Any comments from the rest of the council?
No.
Okay, we can, how many are on? All right, we'll open for questions.
Hi, this is Ed Vanio with 337 South Fort Fisher.
Yes, sir.
Victory Reynolds just got off of batting down yesterday, secured all the furniture, and obviously the tourist showed up yesterday, and all the furniture's back out, and the garbage cans are out. Does Victory know that they have to recommunicate to all the tourists to put all that stuff away?
Victory does know what the process and procedure is, and if when John does his ride around this morning, if he sees they're not complying, they will get a phone call. And if they don't comply, more than likely they'll get a citation. That may not help debris that's flying into other people's houses, but we will take care of it to the extent we can.
Okay. Well, the property I'm talking about is 333 South Fort Fisher.
Okay, 333 South Fort Fisher. John's made a note.
Right. There's garbage cans out, and there's an unsecured propane tank in the back there.
Okay. Yeah, that is a concern. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we need to
check. This is very important. It's $14.04. We are directly on the ocean itself. We have tourists that are there now. So I will be getting on some hours out of the area. Should we have these individuals to move elsewhere since it's directly on the ocean?
So at this time, based on the forecast and the storm surge of 2 to 4 feet, those properties should be fine. However, people should make their own decisions for their family. If they're not experienced with storms and they're not ready to take care of their family in a storm, then yes, I would say that they should probably go somewhere else. The county has not opened a shelter because it is not a hurricane. The town does not provide sheltering because we just don't have the resources to do that. Based on historical information and what the National Weather Service is saying, those properties should be safe at this time. But they should pay attention to the National Weather Service.
You may wish to communicate with them. You may wish to communicate with them and tell them to look at the town website to get instructions on what they should do, particularly if they're rookies.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm sorry, ma'am. Name and address?
Terry Snellman, 430 Fort Fisher Boulevard North.
Okay. And your question?
What is the number for the tornado warning? I can't find it online.
So if you go to the New Hanover County National Weather Service, you can sign up for emergency alerts. You can also go to newhanovercounty.gov. And on their emergency services page, sign up for emergency alerts as well.
Okay. Second question, when do you expect garbage pickup to be restored?
Expect what to be?
Garbage.
We will make the decision tomorrow morning after we see what happens to the infrastructure of the town and the requirements for public works. I would assume either Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday based on what we're seeing right now. But we'll make that announcement tomorrow morning after we've actually looked at what the storm did to the town's infrastructure.
Now, recycling, David.
That makes sense.
Recycling will not be until next Monday.
Or Tuesday.
Yeah, or Tuesday, whatever your normal day is for recycling.
Switch to liquor.
If there are no more questions, we're going to close. I'll give another couple seconds.
Continue not close.
All right.
We'll continue not close.
Well, that's right. I mean, we'll just close session.
So my recommendation as council is we continue this meeting until tomorrow at noon so the storm can be out of here and the department heads have time to see what's going on. Or let's say 1 p.m. That would make it better. If council doesn't have any other...
1 p.m. work for everyone?
Yes, sir.
Does that work for Jeff?
Yeah.
Yep. So we have 1 p.m. Do we have a motion? Well, we don't need a motion.
I'll make a motion. We continue this meeting to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Meeting continued until tomorrow.
Jimmy.
It's a busy day, guys. Thank you for all you do.